This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome to the Fallout, Backlash Fallout. This is not T-Rock Plutonium, this is Hollywood Tony P. I've been called in specifically right now, just now, for now, because the main event of Backlash has yet to happen. The main event at Backlash is about to happen, and we're going to call it live on the air with you here on the World Generation Podcast Network. We got some callers, let's see who we got. First up on the line, 719, you're live on Fallout. Who's this?
You know who this is. This is the lover boy himself.
Double L, the lover boy himself. IWC's new Legends champion, and the news is T-Rock Plutonium did not want to be here. He is the head booker, and he has better things to do. That's apparently what we're getting on the wire. And Roman Reigns is about to happen, and we're about to call this live. And I say his foot never touched the ground. Roman Reigns' second foot never touched the ground because it was on the apron. Let's go to the phone lines. 832, you are live on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister.
Minister of Sinister losing to said T-Rock Plutonium. We're going to get to call this match live, and I'd like to thank the brass at Monday Night Fallout for having the decency to call Hollywood Tony P, voice of the IWC, manager to the stars, and mastermind of the Party Pirate Punks, coming out here tonight to call this match. And we have one more caller. I don't know who this is. Caller, you are live on the air. Who's this? Hello,
what area code, Tony? What area code?
Oh, Mark Yartorian. Listen, I forgot to tell you we canceled the show tonight.
I know. You ran over. That's great. Hey, guys, how are you? I'm the host of the next show. As soon as
ladies and gentlemen, Mark Yartorian, he is the host. Me and him host the Sunday night normal show, and it's just very interesting that we're doing this tonight.
Soon I will host the show. I'll be San Juan. You finish up with your show. I love it. Keep going, buddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mark the Arcturian. All right, so we've seen a pay-per-view. It's been interesting. It's been good, bad, first match, awesome. Like, the Miz got my money. But coming to the ring now, Samoa Joe, and he means business. And he had a very great promo, Double L. Wouldn't you say his promo earlier was excellent?
You know, Samoa Joe loves to talk a big talk. So, you know, we'll see if he can put his money, money where the mouth is, get in the ring, beat Roman Reigns. So we'll see if he can really back everything up.
For a minute, I was wondering what was going on here. I was wondering why are we going over the hour. But now I'm wondering how bad Roman Reigns is going to get it as Joe got to kill him in the middle of the ring. And I do not see good things for Roman Reigns. Minister of Sinister, you've watched this feud going forward. What do you see here? Is this the end or only the beginning?
I think this will extend. This will extend.
Extend. The great words from the Minister of Sinister. And here he comes to the ring. Roman Reigns. I'm not listening to the television, but I guarantee it's the sea of boos. Let's hear. Let's listen. Ah, yes. Listen to those cheers for Roman Reigns in his tactical gear coming to the ring. The ovation. Outstanding. Double L. Can you hear the cheers?
You know, all I hear right now is a bunch of people who loved Roman Reigns for the longest time. He gets on a little bit of a losing streak, even though he's still fighting for the championship. All of a sudden, they turn on him. I want to see what he can do tonight. I think Samoa Joe is in for a fight, whether he thinks so or not. So let's just let them leave it all in the ring. Let's see what really happens tonight.
Turning it out, Roman Reigns looks like he's ready for business. Minister, you can chime on in at any time. You know, we're calling this live, and T-Rock Plutonium, I don't know your thing with him, but I do assume that you've heard the news that your match is going to be extended and you have a rematch at the next pay-per-view.
Yes, I did hear the news. I find it strange that T-Rock is not here, although I do understand him having better things to do.
Well, and I was available.
Absolutely,
because
he has better things to do. T-Rock Plutonium, of course, he has better things to do. He has to go book the new Legends champion, myself, for the next pay-per-view. Come on, Minister. Get it together.
And if you want to hear what happened at Once in a Generation, you can go back in the archives. Roman Reigns now getting into the ring slowly.
How can anybody not like Roman?
I don't know. Samoa Joe pacing back and forth like a caged animal. Roman Reigns going up to the top corner, showing everybody that he is to be booed. And boo you shall. Boo him. I don't even need to turn the TV up because I'm not listening. And, of course, because we're not listening, we're not hearing Corey Graves or Michael Cole. What a night we've had tonight. What a great pay-per-view so far. And these two going at it, talking smack. Joe, oh, a thumb to the eye, and I believe, I don't even know if the match has started yet, but wow, look at this action so far.
He's smart. He's smart. He's doing what he's got to do to get the leg up. Get this match started the right way.
Well, yeah, but now Roman Reigns is coming back with a fury of left and right, and Samoa Joe just annihilating Roman Reigns and into the barricade, the soft, plushy barricade.
Did the match start?
Are you behind?
Did the match actually start? No, I can't hear. I'm not listening, so I don't know if the match actually started.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think it started yet. I don't think it started. Let's listen to what they're saying. Yeah, it hasn't started yet. But this is a way to do it to make Roman look strong, really. If you look at it that way. And Joe taking Roman back into the. No, he's not going to take him into the ring. He's going to take him into the table, over the table, into the chairs. Nothing but net. The German announce table getting a lashing right here. And Samoa Joe is not done with Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns is in trouble. He already looks like he's been through an hour-long match. And over another table, over the river, through the woods, to Corey Graves' lap he goes. Oh, no, That was the Hungarian announce table. They're always hungry, you know. Hungry for Roman Reigns. And Samoa Joe is not done. This match has not started, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, this match has not started. Samoa Joe is just beating the hell out of Roman Reigns outside. And I'm assuming, I don't know, did this pay-per-view seem long to you, to anybody else? Am I the only one?
Well, I will say that I'm surprised that the main event didn't happen until the three-hour mark. I was actually surprised. But, you know, what's sad about that is the main event for Backlash wasn't even the WWE Championship. I mean, the tag team match came after the WWE Championship. I practically almost forgot about the tag team match because of the way they set up this card. So, this is going to be very
interesting. Nakamura and AJ, you could have cut some minutes from AJ and Nakamura. Minister Sinister, cut a few.
I was getting my beer situated, but yeah.
Come on, get it together.
Cut a few minutes from the
Nakamura. We're live on the air.
Live on the air. We'd like to thank everybody at Bud's Backroom as Samoa Joe beats the crap out of Roman Reigns in the corner. Roman going to make a baby face turn at the end, come back with a vengeance. And I'm sure Joe is going to feel a Superman punch or 25. And Joe strutting around. He is the bee's knees. And Roman Reigns in the corner now, getting another bit of punishment, a fist to his flak jacket. He should take off that flak jacket. He looks weak with it. and Samoa Joe methodically rearranging.
Looks like Roman Reigns has a big roach. Looks like one of them big giant Texas roaches, man. The ones you see outside on his chest, man. That's what his crest looks like, a big giant roach.
Oh, I thought you were calling Samoa Joe a big giant roach. A big giant roach.
Samoa Joe looks like a big fucking giant roach.
He looks like a big giant roach. The roach now. The roach motel. He's got him locked in the roach motel. When Roman check in, they can't check out. Roman Reigns now getting out of the roach motel and grabbing some hair. Roman Reigns needs to employ some Hogan heel tactics as Samoa Joe smashes Roman Reigns' skull into the canvas. He needs the thumb to the eye, a rake of the chin, a fondle of the nipple.
A fondle of the nipples? Come on. Really?
Hey, get your foot. I tell you, I haven't seen that move used since Bruno Sammartino and Bob Backlund back in the garden. They were in a cage, and Bruno Sammartino was looking at Bob Backlund, and he's like, jiggle them titties. And he did. He jiggled his little man boobies. And it was like Bob Backlund was so out of it. And
Hollywood.
Those were the days of wrestling.
Hollywood, let's get back to the match. Stay focused, man. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Looks like he's going to break his neck, man. Looks like he's about to break his neck. Brick is freaking neck.
Like it, would you like to see Samoa Joe break? Let's get some instant predictions. Who wins this match, Double L?
Well, you know, I said at the very top of the broadcast that Samoa Joe had to put his money where his mouth was, and you know what? He is doing that. I'm not seeing Roman Reigns being able to mount barely any offense. I give this match 100% to Joe.
100% to Joe, Minister of Sinister, Samoa Joe, looking great.
Man, he looks like he's about to just annihilate Roman Reigns. Could Roman Reigns come back though? Could
he come
back?
Are you saying Samoa Joe is your pick?
You know, I've made so many picks, man, on this match. I don't even recall my picks. I'd have to go to my chart, but right now I'm on the recliner. But yeah, I think you got to go with Samoa Joe, man.
I'll give Roman this. Well, Roman's going to get something going. He'll get a little something going. But every time he does, Joe's going to find a way to squash it because Joe has been preparing for this match since WrestleMania. I guarantee you that. Roman has not prepared for
about.
Samoa Joe. Roman has
I
not
have
prepared
no
for
idea.
Samoa Joe. At all. The way Samoa Joe's prepared for Roman.
I don't know about the outcome of this match because it doesn't really matter. They're both going to separate brands, and Roman Reigns is now neck has been wrenched like this for minutes, and Samoa Joe is talking smack. And we do get talking smack. Another thing that we were wrong about, everybody, was the big Cass, Daniel Bryan. Well, actually, we were right. Cass loses, and then he gets heat on Bryan. I believe Minister of Sinister said that during his podcast. Gets heat on Bryan, but none of us thought WWE would do that because Big Cass needed a win, but that didn't happen. And Roman Reigns again tries some offense, but gets the back and a kick right to the skull, and down goes Roman Reigns for the 1-2, and he kicks out, and he kicked out before I even said that, or after I even said that, but I knew it was going to happen. Sometimes pinning is, I don't know, it seems like excessive. Like, you're not going to get him, don't waste your energy. But, you know, we're supposed to say, well, but Roman Reigns, you know, it takes a lot out of him every time he's got a kick out of a pin. And how much more energy does he have? And in all honesty, like, this match will end with a spear or a, what is Samoa Joe's finishing maneuver?
I don't know what they call it. The dun 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 dun.
Please continue.
Dun,
that was
dun,
very
dun.
Entertaining. Because that's telling me
the,
everything that
dun,
we need
dun,
to know.
Dun.
He still doesn't know. He still doesn't know. And the submission, these matches are all like not really high flying. They're all grit and ground and pound. And
all the matches have been very, very slow paced tonight. Very slow paced. Even the Orton Hardy match, I expected more out of that. It was very, very slow paced.
Oh, man, Joe, high flying, Joe. Oh, shit.
And Roman Reigns now trying again, and Joe. Joe has an answer for everything that Roman Reigns is dishing out at him. An answer for everything.
Oh, my God. High flying fucking the style. The style is a high flyer tonight.
Well, yeah, the cockroach. There, some of them can fly. Some of them can fly through the air with the greatest speed. Joe going through the middle rope. Roman Reigns is in trouble. How do you stop this freight train that is Samoa Joe? Double L, how do you stop the freight train?
You gotta get Joe on the ground. You've got to get him on the ground. That is the only way Roman's going to be able to do anything. He's got to use his power. He's got to keep him on the mat. He will not be able to win a fight with his fists alone. Not in this one.
Yeah. He's got to find a way to get behind Samoa Joe and kick him in the back of the leg so Samoa Joe can fall down. Then from there on, he's just got to go in on that. He's just got to go in on that.
What about a rope-a-dope? A rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope type of style where you take the beating, but Joe gets winded, tires himself out.
I don't know. I don't know. Joe, I mean, he's got the engine of a freaking tank in there. You know, it's hard to say if you could do that with Samoa Joe. He's proven that over his entire career.
Well, yeah, but how much does he have? How long can this go? I mean, where are we going to be? Are we going to be talking about the pay-per-view, or are we going to continue on this match? And Roman Reigns, where does he go from here? Where does Samoa Joe go from here? Where does Roman Reigns go from here? I think that he's headed
towards... Samoa Joe has already determined where he goes from here. He has his eyes set on the WWE Championship. Yeah, AJ. So he's going to insert himself into this feud, and now it's going to be a triple threat.
And what about Roman Reigns? Where does he go? Double L, where does he go?
You know, Roman Reigns, I mean, he loses this match. You know, he's out of the Universal title contention at this point. You know, unless they want to take a look back again at the Greatest Royal Rumble, what happened? You know, I'm of the mind that both his feet hit the ground. I'm going to disagree with you, Hollywood Tony P. Both of Roman's feet were on the ground. He's going to have a case for that. He is going to have a case for that.
Of course he's going to have a case for that, but nobody wants to have a case for that. Nobody wants to see that match again.
Listen, man. All this shit that The Miz has gone through to make this title, the IC title, what it is today, and Seth Rollins here recently, this last month, defending it the way he has, all of that was for Roman Reigns. After Joe annihilates him here tonight, Roman Reigns will have nowhere else to go. And he's going to go back to Raw, and he's going to turn on his friend Seth Rollins, and he's going to freaking get that title. They're going to put that title on Roman Reigns, and they're going to ride with it.
Put the title on Roman
Reigns,
and Roman Reigns is fighting back now. Roman Reigns coming back with forearms and fists and lefts and rights, but Samoa Joe, another big blow, but a big boot, and down goes Joe and Roman Reigns. Hulking up.
That's what Roman
that
needs to do.
Shit, though? Wouldn't that be some shit? Everybody would get all fucked up about it if that happened.
Well, then what do you do with Brock Lesnar then?
Let me go back to what Minister was talking about. You know, you say Roman Reigns does desire to turn on his friend, Seth Rollins, and beats him down and takes back the IC title, which he did hold for a period of time after he won it from The Miz. You know, it makes you wonder, after all the hard work that The Miz and that Rollins has put into that title, making it the most prestigious title in the WWE right now, I have to believe, that we would see a completely different Roman Reigns. And maybe, just maybe, that's the Reigns that we have been waiting to see, that the whole WWE universe has been waiting to see.
And Reigns in control now. He's selling an arm injury.
Heel Roman Reigns conquers and takes the IC championship. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, but then so what? Braun Strowman starts a program with Brock Lesnar? Is that where we?
Braun Strowman deserves a chance at the title. Absolutely, 100%.
He does, man. Just give it to him already. Get the title off of Brock. Throw it on Braun. That's it. Just do it. Whatever it takes. I don't give a shit at this point.
This match might look back and forth to you, but it looks like Roman Reigns is getting punished by Joe. And Joe,
yeah,
not done.
Devastating.
I know, not even getting a three count, but Joe is really wearing down Roman Reigns. Do you guys think that he should lose the flak jacket?
Well, you know, I mean, the flak jacket has kind of been his deal since his days in the Shield. And so, you know, if we see a new Roman Reigns emerge, then, you know, it's very possible. We'll see a new – he needs to reinvent himself in every way.
Yeah, I'd like to see him go back to that character that he had when he was in NXT. You know, he was like a high flyer type of guy, big baller, big spinner, he wore a suit, shit like that. I'd like to see some shit like that from him.
You want to see
I think that's
what Roman Reigns, huh, Minister?
That's what's going to happen. He's also going to be wearing trunks probably, not pants anymore. I think we're seeing the beginnings of a heel turn. But this match is back and forth, mostly back. And Roman Reigns with the spine buster, the pin, not going to do it. But again, it does force your opponent to kick out and expel a lot of energy. The pay-per-view tonight, very interesting. That first match, I'm telling you, match of the year candidate. That was great. Like, everything about that match was perfect.
Oh, man, I said the same thing about that, Hollywood. I said that on my notes. I wrote that down. I said, man, could this be match of the year is what I wrote down, or a contender for match of the year is what I wrote down. Holy shit. That was a great freaking match.
Yeah, Miz did a really good job, and now Joe is wobbling. And Roman misses the Superman punch, caught him in, oh, possum, my possum. And Roman Reigns now, oh, hanging up Joe. And Roman Reigns was about to get, what is the name of his finisher? We need to finish the name of the finish. We'll call it the cockroach, it's the Roach Motel. We'll put him back in the Roach Motel.
Oh,
you never.
Shit.
I don't think Joe's
man,
this out of Roman.
Don't tell me.
Just caught him and the Roach Motel, but no. What is this? A robot. One. And shoulders. One, two. Shoulders were not down. And Roman Reigns, Superman punch. Down goes Samoa Joe. One, two, and Samoa Joe gets his shoulder up. What action we're seeing here tonight from Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe. And, hey, we're going. This show's going way over. 23 minutes.
I like that.
That's long for a pay-per-view. That's really long.
No,
and
well,
I like
well, they should have just said it was going to be 4 hours, right? I mean, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, but, you know, hey, man, give the fans a treat. You know, Backlash is always a good pay-per-view. So far, I think it's been an all right pay-per-view. Whatever happens here could make it great. But, oh, my God, Joe!
Roman Reigns for the spear. No, Joe with the kick. And it's back, and now Roman Reigns in trouble. Spear! And that's got to be it. Joe with the ropes, though. One, two, foot on the rope. Foot on the rope.
I love it. my transmission is a little ahead of you.
Oh, I called that. Well, okay, well, we're going off of me because, we have to go off of somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little
You know what? I'm upset about the commentators not mentioning when Big Cass was slapping the crap out of Daniel Bryan's chest that he had that chest injury. Like, why didn't they say nothing about that? Remember, he was out for an injury, and remember that injured
because
chest.
Because they didn't want to make Daniel Bryan look weak, man. It's a conspiracy.
I'm telling you, Daniel Bryan at no point would ever admit that he was injured, that he was incapable. He would always say he was at 100%. So I can guarantee you, he told them, don't say anything about my chest injury. People don't need to be reminded of something that's not important. That's the Daniel Bryan. That's him right there.
That's Daniel Bryan. And both men are up now, and Roman Reigns to the ropes, ducks it down, and a kick to the head. He went for the spear, telegraphed it, and now the Roach Motel being locked in now. He's got that Roach Motel.
Isn't that called the camel clutch?
Roach Mojo. I don't know. One, two. Oh, Samoa Joe had to release. I don't know what it's called. It's not the camel. What's his finishing maneuver? Like, I guess we should be listening.
The,
what's his finishing
the spear,
maneuver?
Man. No, I don't know.
No, Samoa Joe's.
Samoa Joe's. The sleeper.
There
hole.
It is, the Roach Motel. The Roach Motel. What is Michael Cole screaming? I can't raise the volume because a cat is in the way.
By the way, I'd like to give kudos out to Three Lions Imperial IPA. 8% alcohol by volume. This beer ain't no punk, I'm going to tell you that. Ooh.
This submission is going to go on for a while. Is Roman going to do the one, two, and then raise his hand up like Hulk Hogan does and did? And that's a new rumor going around that Hogan is close to getting back with the WWE. Wow. Yeah, Hulk Hogan. And there's the modern-day Hulk. He's up now. He awoke from his dream, and he got the rope. Roman Reigns was sleeping, but then he was like, this cockroach is on me. And he had to get out. Have you ever seen such a giant cockroach in the middle of the ring? Cucarachas? No. And this match is still going on, ladies and gentlemen. 26 minutes later, each match, an hour in length.
So
it's
minutes
good. I have a feeling it's going to end soon. Is there any other matches? This is the main event, right?
Yes, double L.
This is the main
event.
The emblem
yes,
on Roman Reigns' chest, that's a silhouette of him doing the Superman punch.
Yeah, it is.
You look closely at it.
You know, wait. Let me tell you something, Double L. I just realized that about, I want to say it was last week, that it just now came to light. But it used to not be that. And I don't know when it was that they changed it to that. It used to look kind of like a spider or some type of shit.
How they just
recently did it where it's a silhouette of him doing that stupid punch, Superman punch.
That's merchandising. Merchandising.
No.
No, Minister,
no.
You're ahead.
Oh,
you're ahead.
God.
You're ahead.
Stop it.
Don't be ahead. No. And of course. One, two. Three, and that's it. And that is it. Oh, my God. That is it. I can't believe it. I can't believe what we're seeing right now. And all I know is there you go. Roman Reigns wins, as we all said, as we all thought, as we all knew. Let's go to instant reaction. Double L.
I'm in shock. I'm in absolute shock. You know, maybe you were right. Joe could not maintain for this long of a match. Maybe that was Roman Reigns' whole point.
And now we hear Roman Reigns' music playing in the background. There he is, Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns now in the ring. What a backlash pay-per-view. And Roman Reigns winning with his spidery Costco t-shirt. And the crowd hates it, and that was backlash. It's the reaction, Minister of Sinister.
Overall, man, I thought, I had a good time with this pay-per-view. It ran a little long, and you know what? I don't have a problem with that. I'm okay with it running long. They can do whatever the fuck they want. It's their network.
And Roman Reigns now leaves the building in a sea of boos. Welcome everyone to Backlash Fallout. Everybody in Bud's back room, I will make sure to let them know. I am Hollywood Tony P, filling in for T-Rock Plutonium. He could not be here tonight, and that is because he said he's the head booker of the IWC, and he can go where he pleases. Minister of Sinister, what do you feel about that? Minister of Sinister.
Apparently the minister doesn't feel anything.
I've been a head booker before, and I sympathize. I sympathize with T-Rock on this issue. It's not an issue. It's a non-issue. Please, stop bringing it up, okay? Please.
Please, non-issue. All right, so Backlash tonight. If we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it. Backlash started. Did any of you watch the pre-show?
I did. I did watch the pre-show.
All right, Double L. Tell us.
The last
tell
parts
us,
of it.
The Double L. Tell us what happened.
So really, the only match on the pre-show was the Bailey Beaky match.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Riott.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, that was actually a pretty decent match. You know, I've been doubting Ruby Riott because I haven't seen the big deal with her. She's pretty legit. Guys, she is a pretty legit wrestler in that ring. I got to give it to her. It was a pretty decent match.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did she win with help? That's what I want to know.
No.
I don't remember any help.
No,
it said that the blonde girl jumped up on the apron and distracted Bayley. That's what it said in the review.
I mean, there might have been, you know, some help like that, but nothing physical.
Well, yeah, but that's not clean. Like, you're not going to call, they don't call that clean.
But still, you know, they're fucking, come on, Hollywood. Call T-Rock, man. You're going to have to call T-Rock, man, because, come on, man. You know, we know what heels do, Hollywood.
I'm calling it like I see it. All right, so let's move on to the main show. The match of the year candidate.
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing, and by the way, I'm sorry about, you know, jumping on you and snapping at you. But
I used to own the IWC.
People can get sensitive.
Did you know that?
People can get sensitive sometimes, and, you know, I just have to reassure them, you know.
Just remember
and,
who calls your matches.
I will make you
look like a Roach Motel.
People like to be coddled, man. People like to be coddled. But no, I wanted to bring up the pre-show, some notes that I had. I wanted to say Sasha's makeup tonight. I don't know, man. It seems like there was a lot of things going on tonight, a lot of people. Sasha had her makeup looking kind of different tonight. I don't know if it's her makeup or she got some face work done. Also, Renee Young, man, her chest. I was watching the parts of the pre-show towards the end. I was able to catch that match. And before the match, they had something with Renee Young going on. And her chest, man, it was so freaking red. I'm not sure if it was spray tan gone wrong or what the hell it was. And also, I'm thinking David Otunga has hair plugs now. But I'm not sure on that. They look something's going on with his hair. I think it's hair plugs. So I'm starting to think, you know, all this makeup shit, facial work that people are getting done. Carmella looks completely different now. I'm thinking the checks from WrestleMania here.
Let's tell everybody to go to Bud's back room. Real quick, Minister. Everybody go to Bud's back room. Just go to Google and type in Bud's back room, and you'll see our review page. Neil McBeal, the Navy SEAL, says, who else thought Carmella versus Charlotte was going to be longer than it was? I didn't get to see most of that match. I saw the end, though. But, Minister, any other thoughts on the pre-show?
Paige. They had an interview with Paige, and I want to say it was Kurt Angle. And, you know, her mannerisms and stuff that she's doing, like even when other people are talking, she's starting to look a little bit like a meth head. And I'm not sure if it's because she is a meth head. I know that people have been saying that she does drugs or what have you, but I doubt it. I doubt she's doing any drugs right now, at least at this juncture, after that stunt with, you know, the whole thing with Del Rio. But I'm just wanted to point out that it's somewhat of a distraction, at least to me.
All right, well, what I want to start at the beginning because that's where we need to start. The first match of the year candidate, which I believe, because this match was great. The Miz did such an awesome, and the crowd was on their feet. And I thought, and here's why, because I thought The Miz was going to win. There were a couple times where they got me. I thought that was it. I thought it was done. I thought they should have had The Miz get it at that one point. But I'm fine with Rollins because he got the pop. But I swear, like, they swerved me good. and I seriously thought that The Miz was going to win. So kudos to WWE for putting up a great match. Double L, IWC Legends Champion, what did you think of this encounter?
Absolutely, definitely a candidate for match of the year. I mean, from the beginning, from the very beginning of the match, both these guys were on fire. The Miz was really smart with his strategy, going for Rollins' right knee when he recognized that that he was having an issue. Yeah, this is a phenomenal match. These two guys are, without a doubt, two of the best in the business right now, and I'm curious to see where The Miz goes now on SmackDown.
And you can also view us on WrestleCorp and go there if you want to comment, question, review, and we may read it on the air. Minister of Sinister, you said you agreed with me that this was a good match. Tell me why.
Well, it was a phenomenal, a great match, spectacular match. I just think The Miz being able to hang with Seth Rollins in a match like this. I mean, not to take any way or discredit The Miz in any way, but man, he has just really come a long way from where he was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, as far as his in-ring goes. His mic skills have always been there, but man, his in-ring, and for him to go with Seth Rollins tonight, and that match, man, it was so badass, man. And like you said, T-Rock, I'm sorry, like you said, Hollywood.
No, T-Rock is not here right now because he's the head booker of the IWC, and he sent out a tweet earlier, and he said that he didn't want to be here because he's the head booker and he has better things to do. Anyway, continue.
And even though he took me out, you know what? I'm still sympathetic with that. It's a non-issue. It's a non-issue. So please stop bringing it up. But I digress. The whole thing with Miz and Rollins, man, and sometimes Rollins, man, he makes it look so freaking real. I mean, you know, we all know he had some serious knee issues not too long ago. I've had serious knee issues. I mean, really serious knee issues. And, man, every time I see him, it just makes me freaking cringe. That's how good he makes it look. That's how good he is, actually. I mean, it's just badass the way he does. And, man, they had me a couple of times thinking that Miz was going to win for a little bit. I was, oh, man, I would have loved it if that would have happened. But we all knew that Seth Rollins was going to win, and that's what happened. And you know what? I'm not fucked up about it. I really enjoyed it.
They don't really have the balls to book it the correct way. But that's okay. And some people in other chat threads aren't calling that the match of the night, which I think it was by far. All right, what followed? What was that? Jeff Hardy?
That would be Nia Jax versus Alexa.
Ah, Nia Jax versus Alexa. I don't think anybody ever thought that Nia Jax would lose to Alexa this quick. I don't know what you do with Alexa now. But she has a nice posterior. Her gluteus maximus is quite excellent, and I would like to go right there. Double L.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. I had many moments of bliss this evening. You know, but you know, when it comes down to the match itself, you know, I got to admit, I didn't think Alexa Bliss was going to put up as much of a fight as she did. I mean, I thought her strategy was very, very smart. You know, trying to get Nia Jax down on the mat. And she had Nia Jax down a couple of times. I mean, there was a few moments where I thought maybe Alexa was going to be able to pull it out. But, I mean, the end result didn't surprise me. Ultimately, you know, when it was all said and done, Alexa Bliss is lost. I don't know what direction she goes from here. I really don't. Because she has been championship material since she got onto the main shows. So she's got to pull some magic out of her hat.
Minister of, well, let's go to the chat thread over on WrestleCorp. Let's see. Best Friends NXT says Roman Reigns getting those boos once again. As always, I feel sorry for Roman Reigns. And he applauds us for doing the show as the show was going on because, you know, that's the weird stuff. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax?
I didn't really care for it that much. It was something that had to be done. It was going to be done regardless of whether we wanted it to happen the way it did. You know, Nia Jax is champion right now. I'm not going to say it's her time, because, you know, really, if you think about it, man, she, you know, I'm no Nia Jax hater or anything like that by any means, but I did give her a lot of credit last week. And tonight, though, it really, she still looks like she's going to freaking hurt herself or somebody else out there, you know. And then at the end of the night, at the end of her match, to finish out the segment, man, that promo was really freaking terrible. And that was surprising
awful
to me, because I've seen her do good promos. And it was just freaking terrible. But you know what? That goes with the territory, man, because it's so much easier to play a heel than it is to portray a baby face. And she is not doing a good job being the baby face right now. I see her, and they show the clips of her, and they show Alexa Bliss, you know, at Disneyland or whatever, and it actually makes me feel sorry for Alexa Bliss, the promo with Alexa Bliss. You know, what is it called? Please.
The moment of bliss. Moment.
The moment of bliss, you know, and I feel sorry for Alexa Bliss, because Nia Jax is not playing a gracious baby face. So it's a tough sell for her, man. It's a tough sell.
All right, back over in Bud's back room. Ralphus of JPS says Elias, Rusev, and Miz need to be pushed to the main event. Fick Moly says Renee using that sexy voice to call out Elias. I want her so bad. Because there's a SmackDown is going on too. What is it? Are they doing after shows now? Like, this is strange. This is interesting.
Yes, they are doing after shows now.
Yeah, they're doing after shows.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. All right.
And there's the Miz.
Hardy. Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. And this match made me think, wow, SmackDown does have the star power. Like, I like the names on SmackDown. I like what SmackDown brings. And I think that Raw needs to get the strap on Braun Strowman ASAP. And I agree with everybody else here that Roman Reigns needs to go after the Intercontinental Championship by turning heel and facing Seth Rollins. That's perfect. But then what do you do with Balor? Double L.
Yep, the Hardy-Orton match was you could definitely tell it was two of the old dogs in the business going at it. It was a very slow-paced match, much like they used to do 10 years ago, you know, much more technical. Didn't see a whole lot of high-flying out of Hardy until the end, which kind of surprised me. I actually was surprised that Hardy retained. I had put my money on Orton. But, I mean, overall, it was a good match. These two old dogs know what they're doing in there. They always put on a good show.
Best Friends NXT says Nia versus Alexa Bliss was all right. I'm guessing that either Nia Jax will feud with Mickie James, Ronda Rousey, or Natalya next for the Raw Women's Championship. I think that Ronda Rousey is currently in an angle with Natalya against Mickie James? Is that who...
Yep.
She's against. I don't know what the heck's going on there. Mr. Sinister, what did you think of Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton?
Yeah, I have to concur with Double L as far as, you know, two old dogs in there. You know, they did a move, but it didn't really have all of the – oh, man, there's a French word that goes in there, but you know what? I don't really care for the French, so – all the Cosé Festival or whatever. Now, listen, man. At the end, or there was a couple of times in there where they were making me believe that Orton was going to win. But ultimately, Hardy ended up winning the match. And, you know, I was like, ah, man. But you know what? I don't know what they have in mind with the title. I don't know why it wasn't. I still question why it was two old dogs in there, to say what Double L said. You know, it was a good match, but, you know, it could have been better. It could have been better. The whole thing could have been better, this part of it, though. It should have been somebody else in there with Hardy, not Orton, I don't think. I mean, come on.
Well, but you know what? It's not an awful match, and it does showcase both of the talents, and I'm sure
But it was inconsequential. That's my thing.
Well, yeah, because Shelton Benjamin didn't interfere, and I think that the triple threat between him, Jeff Hardy, and Shelton Benjamin is going to be interesting, and then maybe Randy goes off somewhere and takes a break and comes back looking for the championship or something along those lines. Next up, we saw Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass, and I believe we saw this on Monday night with the midget versus the big guy, but he was able to get him to tap out. It was a tap out victory, and they're boosting up this whole, the yes lock can take down anybody. Was this a bad move? Because I don't know what you do for Cass. Yeah, he looks strong. And Corey Graves, like, I don't know, he turned on Big Cass big time. Double L, what did you think of this one here?
Big Cass, they overhyped him. He did, to me, he did not look good in the ring. He really didn't. You know, maybe it was because Daniel Bryan was doing his Daniel Bryan thing, but Big Cass, I mean, just looked like this lumbering blah, 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 put the hand in the air a few times. You know, it didn't do anything for me at all. It didn't boost Daniel Bryan. Not that he needs to be boosted, but it definitely didn't help Big Cass. He just did not look good in the match.
They need to steal the gimmick of real Peter Cavey, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, and put him in a lumberjack outfit. I think that lumberjack cast, I think that's a great gimmick. Minister of Sinister, lumberjack cast?
No. They are not stealing anything from World Generation Podcast Network. This is not going to happen. We will sell it to them, but they are not going to steal shit from us. But, yeah, Lumberjack Cass, hey, I would be down with that. But getting back to the match with the freaking Billy Goat, Daniel Bryan, and big freaking Cass, man, it was – you know what? To what Double L said, I expected more from Big Cass, but he didn't make it believable, man. And you know what? The fact that he lost tonight, that tells me that even the higher-ups in WWE don't find him believable, and he's already on the decline before he even goes up. He should have won this match tonight, and the reason he didn't win this match is more than likely they don't have faith in him. They don't have faith in him. He's just not there yet, man. He's not there yet. He has the size. He has he doesn't have the look, though. He's too bland, too vanilla. But anyway, the freaking GOAT, Daniel Bryan, Billy Goat, won the match. The beatdown at the end, I thought it should have been more heinous, too, you know. If they have the faith that I'm talking about, they would have gone after Daniel Bryan. They would have put a good beatdown on him. You know, I don't even, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're going to extend it a little bit, but Big Cass, he has a ways to go, man. And the beatdown should have been way more extensive.
Way more extensive. All right, let's talk about this massive music segment. It started with Elias, and then out came Rusev Day, no Lana, and then out came No Way Jose, and then Glorious, and I liked what Elias was doing, but I'm just curious what you guys thought, because it was very interesting. Double L, no way, Jose.
You know, I was watching that whole segment wondering, what the hell are they doing on a pay-per-view? I mean, it was just a really extensive way of Bobby Roode getting some revenge for what happened on Raw. I mean, it was creative, sure, and you got some faces of, you know, some of the superstars out there that we don't normally see. But, I mean, if they knew the pay-per-view was going to be 3.5 hours long, did they really need 20 minutes of that? I mean, the whole time I'm sitting there watching it going, okay, what's the punchline here? You know, I was really annoyed with it. It did nothing to help No Way Jose. It just made me even more annoyed at him than before. You know, the Breezango, Mandingo, whatever they are now, they were there. It did nothing for Rusev. Yeah, I kind of feel bad for him. So I kind of thought it was stupid. I mean, was Elias just promised a 5-minute bit on a pay-per-view that got turned into 15. I thought it was useless. I thought it was stupid.
Yes. Very non-eventful. Nothing really happened. And it didn't do anything for anybody. And
anybody.
I don't know about No Way Jose myself.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. It did everything for Elias. It just shows how great Elias is. As far as, I'm not sure, I don't know much about his in-ring work, because, you know, every time he's in a match, it's a real short match. I've never seen him in a long match or what have you. But as far as his, I mean, he gets time every time, almost every time. He's going to get time. And not only time, he gets good time, several minutes, like where there's a commercial in between and shit. And, you know, when that happens, they're on stage up there like 6 minutes. Okay, they go from the end of a segment or whatever, maybe not six minutes sometimes, maybe even longer. And he's damn capable of doing that. He has shown it time and time again. And I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do such a long skit with him to see how much of this shit he can give them. And he's obviously proved it. You know, everything that these guys do out there, man, they're being judged on it. They're being criticized on it. And you know, that goes for Elias too, man. And this guy has proven time and time again, no matter what they throw at him, no matter what skit he does, he makes it good. Now, I have to agree with Double L there. You know, what they did with Rusev was freaking just shameful, man. Shameful. He looked awkward out there. I mean, he looked good for a little bit, but then at the end when everybody was freaking dancing around and stuff, I mean, it got fucked up. They jumped the shark. They ended up jumping the shark is what they did. They should have cut that shit short. They should have never had the one guy, No Way Jose, out there. They should have killed it with Rusev and done something there and maybe
Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode. No, don't forget Bobby Roode was in that segment too.
Oh my God! And then freaking Bobby Roode comes out and freaking shaking his ass and shit, just making me fucking sick, man. The whole thing with Bobby Roode was fucking sickening. Stop me now. Cut me. Cut my mic. Goddamn. Cut my fucking mic.
And as to Double L's point, if you want to listen to a pay-per-view that's not really long, it's kind of short, it was expected to be 2 hours, but it ended up to be an hour and a half, go listen to Once in a Generation on the World Generation Podcast Network on this blog talk station. We have tons of shows and everything like that. We didn't even take a break because we were too busy trying to call the Roman Reigns show. So let's continue on. What was next? Where's the card?
That's where I stopped taking notes.
Where the hell are we at? What is Carmella versus Charlotte, and Carmella wins. The crowd was silent for that victory. Double L.
Okay, so here's my problem with a match like this, and I don't know how the WWE figures this out. We witnessed at WrestleMania probably what was one of the greatest women's matches in WWE with Charlotte and Asuka. I mean, I don't think anybody here can deny that that was one of the greatest women's matches in the history of the WWE. And then poor Charlotte has to follow it up and job to Carmella, who, sure, she has a little bit of in-ring ability. I can't knock her that. But to see Charlotte have to struggle against somebody like Carmella after she beats Asuka not a month before that was painful to watch. It was legitimately painful to watch because you knew Charlotte wanted to pull all the stops out, but you knew that she couldn't because of who she was facing. So I was really not pleased. It tells me they're pushing Carmella even more, which is just terrifying because I'm not bought into her. So I mean, I don't know where the WWE goes from here with that, because I was just not thrilled at all.
Minister of Sinister.
Yeah, man, I have to disagree with Double L there, man. Carmella was really on her game as far as, you know, looking like a top heel. She is really on her freaking game. And I want to say also, you know, that's a little bit,
you know, maybe it's a little bit too much for you there, Double L, but that's what heels do, man. They rub you wrong. And her rubbing you wrong like that, man, she's doing her freaking job. You have to give it to her, man.
That's not my point. That's not my point. The point is having to watch Charlotte job to Carmella after having one of the women's matches of the year at WrestleMania. That's what was going on.
When you put it like that.
But that's what I was thinking the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you have to get over shit and just let shit go, man. You got to let it go sometimes, Double O. Got to just let it go, man.
Let it go.
Well, you ain't got to let shit go, man. You, next thing you know, you start carrying shit on your back, man. It gets to be too much. Let it go.
Let me say something, and this is the most important thing that I'll probably say. That's just not really important at all. I think that AJ Styles is a moron. AJ Styles is a moron. AJ Styles is a moron. If you did not have a cup, why did you not have a cup? You didn't think that he was going to hit you in the nuts. Like, I would have had him have a cup and then Nakamura have a cup as well. So when AJ hit him with the arm, Nakamura was like, oh, I got a cup too. You know, Double L. This match could have been cut. You could cut like 35 minutes out of this match and it would have been fine.
Yeah, easily. Absolutely. All three matches have ended for me between these guys in such disappointment. Being booked so high at WrestleMania, then being booked again at the Greatest Royal Rumble, and then being booked again at Backlash. And all three of them ended, in my opinion, in the most ridiculous way. Did not showcase what these guys could do in reality. You know, this is one of those cases where the WWE is allowing personality to take over matches as opposed to the skill of the wrestlers. They're allowing the storyline to take control when two wrestlers could really have it out, have incredible matches. Like Miz and Rollins is a perfect example of them not doing that. It's two guys going at it for the belt, and it's all about the belt. With this match, with this feud, it's been all about the personalities, about the personal stories, and they're not letting the guys just freaking wrestle and showcase what they can do. So it's just another disappointment for me. I'm not bought into either one of them at this point, at least not feuding with each other.
And it was a no-holds-barred match, and there was only one chair. I mean, he did get bloody, but, I mean, if you're going to have no-holds-barred, have, like, hammers and chisels and nails. Oh, my. Minister of Sinister, the longest match in the history of matches.
Man, it was still very exciting. How could you guys not say or see the excitement to it? I mean, you know, we didn't have two monsters in there or what have you, but it was still, I thought, it was full of moves and shit. They did do a lot of acrobats or whatever the hell you want to call it.
I think the crowd killed it. The crowd didn't seem like they were into it. It didn't seem like the crowd was into it. Like, I think that might
have... And I think that's probably what happened there, too. The crowd, you know, if they would have had this match in Montreal last week, man, it would have been freaking awesome. The crowd also plays into the match. But, you know,
the crowd
ending,
was pretty awful all night. I must tell you, the crowd was pretty they weren't that great.
Well,
like,
what else
you know,
do you expect, man, from fucking New Jersey, dude? That's the only place where a piece of fucking trash, okay, a piece of trash will get picked up before a chick does off the fucking street. What else do you expect from New Jersey? Come on now.
All right, what do you expect from New Jersey? Well, apparently, a tag team match that was forgotten. I thought the pay-per-view was over. I was like, well, did we miss something? Like, what the hell's going on? And then Lashley and Strowman, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really pay attention to the match either. So, Double L, what did you think of this? Tell me about it, because I have no idea.
Well, you know, I think what it did is it's going to create a feud between Owens and Zayn. Because Sami Zayn wanted to leave. Owens wouldn't let him. They get into a scrum. Zayn ends up slapping Kevin Owens. And then they both get demolished at the end of the match. You know, after the bell rings, after they lose, you know, they both get the strowdown. Yes, that is what I'm calling it. The strowdown from Braun Strowman. And Lashley and Strowman just stood victorious. I mean, I think it was more of a create a feud between two best friends because they have nothing else to do with those two guys at this point right now. I think that's what it was all about. But I guess we'll end up seeing tomorrow night on Raw what ends up happening with it.
Minister of Sinister, are we about to see a feud that we've seen a billion, trillion, million, zillion, gazillion? I don't know. Don't these guys wrestle each other all the time?
Wait, what feud is this?
Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
I was fucking around there. Yeah, man, we've already seen this shit too many times between Owens and Zayn. They got to pull the fucking plug on it, or they got to get back to the goddamn bingo halls. At some point, you know, this is where the fuck we're at. You know, they either got to finish this off. Come on, how many times are they going to do this? How many times are they going to go to the well? One of them has to go to the freaking bingo hall.
It's much like Bailey and Sasha, but we're going to take a break because we haven't actually taken a break yet. So we're going to take a break. 619-924 if you want to, 0815 if you want to call in, talk to us about Backlash. We're going to get to the main event here when we come back. This is Fallout and the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back. Globally connected, we are the World Generation Podcast Network. Which generation?
Your generation.
Our generation.
The World generation.
Start the week off with a bang in the greatest talk show that will ever be, and that is on Sundays at 9 o'clock Mountain Time, 11 Eastern. Or maybe you like Monday Night Raw. You can watch Monday Night Fallout. That's on right after Raw, 9:30 p.m. Mountain, 11:30 p.m. Eastern on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can listen on Tuesday to Facing Tuesday with the world record tying Mike Santori. That show is on 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. There's Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio with Minister of Sinister. He's actually on the radio and has his own show, and it's all about SmackDown and Raw and the week and everything. 4 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Central Time. Or Thank You Very Much by Joe Bates. Headliner Joe Bates. That's on Friday. So like us on Facebook, World Generation Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter. And please stay tuned for more information.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Backlash Fallout. That's a throwback. That's a throwback to the original Monday Night Fallout. It used to be on the TGTS radio network. But all right, let's talk about the main event. We've been going long. The main event of the night, Joe versus Roman Reigns. And if you haven't seen that match, just listen to the beginning of the show, and you probably have. I don't know. This is very interesting. I mean, of course, Roman was going to win, and we all hope that Joe might prevail. I think that having Roman lose would have been good for his character. It might have given him motivation to change. I don't know if winning does, and Joe moving to SmackDown, losing to Reigns after talking such smack. Like, it's almost like the Big Cass thing where you talk all this shit, and then you don't follow through. Like, what does that mean for your character? Double L, main event.
I was surprised by the end. I mean, you almost kind of think that they had to have Reigns win, you know, to give him something to go off of on Raw since they are on split brands. But with all the trash talking, I am surprised that Joe lost. I mean, will it give him steam to go towards, you know, the championship? Maybe it will. But I'm not totally sure. I was actually kind of surprised, but not all at the same time. You got to give Roman a bone at some point. The big dog needs a bone at some point. And maybe this was it. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to tell the whole story.
Tomorrow night is going to tell the whole story, and we will be here Monday night Fallout. Well, I won't. T-Rat, well, if he shows up, hopefully he'll show up. I don't know. He is head booker of the IWC, Minister Sinister. And he sent out a tweet earlier that he doesn't really care about being here because he has better things to do. I'm sure that at King of the IWC, and that happens next month, you're going to want to have words with T-Rat Plutonium.
Indeed. We will have words. Because we are scheduled for a match at some civic center somewhere in Idaho, somewhere, some piece of shit town in Idaho.
Some piece of shit town. All right. So the main event. Minister, hello. Main event.
Oh, main event. Let's see. Roman Reigns. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Well, we all called... Or at least I called Samoa Joe. I really thought Samoa Joe was going to win this match. Oh man, Roman Reigns, it's like Double L said, they had to give him a bone. And they had to, man. I mean, he just came off a loss. I should have freaking known. Come on, where the hell was I? They just came off a freaking loss. He just came off a loss at WrestleMania. No way he was going to... lose this match.
And Joe doesn't have to mention Roman Reigns again. He's on SmackDown now.
Well, you know what, man? They will extend this feud. This will extend the feud even. Because now Roman Reigns all of a sudden won one time. So, you know, you could probably expect to see this shit at Survivor Series. You know, Joe is the top guy for SmackDown, and Roman Reigns will be the top guy for Raw. And then they'll have their cronies.
Oh, Raw versus SmackDown. That's awesome. I like the sound of that. All right, so before we go, because we're running long, we're only going to do an hour, let's talk about the rating of the show, and I give it a 6.5 out of 10. I thought it was a good show. I think The Miz should have the title. You got to give that guy, give him the title, man. He made that match, like, he made that. I don't give a shit about Seth Rollins. Look at Miz. Watch Miz. I'm watching the match again. It's right on right now. And just watch Miz. Like, he sold that entire match. He is responsible. Yes, Rollins is resilient. Rollins is whatever. But I'm telling you, like, the new respect for the Miz. Like, but I've always liked the Miz. So there you go. So 6.5 out of 10. Double L. What are your final thoughts on Backlash?
You know, this one was just slow to me. It was just kind of slow. You know, I mean, it wasn't bad at all, you know. I mean, it was fairly entertaining, but it just seemed really slow. All the matches just seemed slow. I really can't give it much better than a 5 out of 10. I really can't. The 4 out of that 5 was Miz and Rollins, without question. And, you know, it's kind of hard to follow up that match with any other match just because it was that damn good. And so the rest of the pay-per-view is just kind of, well, you can't top that Intercontinental title match. You just can't. I don't care what happened. You know, it was just
that
good.
You think that the crowd, maybe the crowd, because the first match was so good that maybe they blew themselves up. You know what I mean? Like, that's why they were quiet. That's why it felt slow. That's why, you know, like, because... And like you said, who's going to follow that? Like, you got to follow that, and you like you just saw the greatest match ever, and then there's another shitty match that comes up.
Right, exactly. You know, the tag team match was just really misplaced. I don't think it should have been that high on the card, especially with the way they squashed it. the ending of the championship match really disappointed me. You know, I don't like Carmella, so that match was disappointing. I, you know, so I don't know. I can't go better than a 5. I just can't. I wish I could, but I can't.
5 out of 10, Minister of Sinister.
Boy, double L paints a real good picture there. But I'm going to give it a 6, though. I thought it was a little bit better than what Double L said, though. I do have to agree with much of what he said. But, man, I'm watching that match right now again with The Miz and Seth Rollins. And, man, what a kick-ass freaking mess that was. So, yeah, the crowd.
And watch The Miz.
You've
got to watch The Miz, though. Look at The Miz. Like, forget
yeah,
to look at, well, look
he's
at that
awesome.
You play. Look at that. Rollins, too. Okay, Rollins, too. Yeah.
And, you know, and how do you follow from this? Miz and Rollins are responsible for this not being a badass a better pay per view than what it could have been, because they freaking killed it. And well, no, it's not them, but the greatness of their performance, though. It's whoever booked this match to start out is where they screwed up. I mean, yeah, you start out with a bang and you end with a bang. Okay, that's one of the rules in the entertainment business. You start out with a bang and you end with a bang. But shit, man, this bang here, it should have been the finishing bang. Because the finishing bang, I mean, don't get me wrong. This should have been the finishing bang.
I don't think it could be the finishing bang.
This should have been the finishing bang.
I think that it helped being first. The crowd was hot for it. It helped being first. Like the crowd, you know, the match. I'm not even listening to the crowd, and the match is pretty awesome. But the crowd made it like a million times better. Do you think it would have been as good if it had switched with the tag team match or whatever?
The pay per view or the match?
Yeah, in the pay per view, if they would have switched this match with the tag match or some other match later on in the card, do you think it would have been as good because the crowd wouldn't have been as into it, maybe? Or
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, in a situation like this, man, why not start out with the tag team match? You know, I mean, get the people. I mean, shit.
I think they could have. Yep.
Well, whatever. The one thing we'll be talking about is this match from this pay-per-view. And it's like WrestleMania 3, you know, Hogan, Andre, anything that – who remembers the main event of that show? Okay, so I'm going to ring the bell because we went long and the show went long.
Yeah, man, we're
all right.
You
guys will be here tomorrow. Hopefully T-Rock Plutonium will be there tomorrow. And I will make sure that he goes through – all the predictions from last week, and I'm sure that on the show, you know, you'll all be called out for that. I believe that's probably.
Well, we have predictions too. We have to account for our predictions.
Yeah, exactly. Double L, close yourself out. Any last words?
You know, wasn't an amazing pay-per-view, but was entertaining. Sure. You know, so, I mean, overall, at the end of the day, I mean, it was 3.5 hours, you know, that I gladly gave to the WWE to watch their pay-per-view. I'll do it again next month. And so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, looking forward to Raw, see what the results are, you know, what comes out of all of this. And I can't wait for Monday Night Fallout tomorrow night. Hopefully T-Rock will be there with the real KV. You know, so the acts can be back all together again. The Legends Champion will be in the house. Looking forward to it all. So thanks, y'all, for listening.
Double L. Love. I think he is the backbone of the acts, the forming at Once in a Generation. And the acts has fallen on the IWC, and tomorrow night you'll probably hear more. And the IWC has its own show, so we're going to have to update that commercial, Minister of Sinister. We're going to have to, and I think we're going to do it. So I think there'll be a new one probably tomorrow, and we'll see how that works. Because the shows have changed, and we got Lou now, and we got, you know, IWC. So
right.
Close yourself out, Minister.
Well, yeah, you know, thanks to everybody at Butts Back Room, Yalissa, for hosting. Also, thank you on WrestleCorp.com. Check us out there as well. But, yeah, thanks to everybody for listening to World Generation Podcast Network and Fallout, or in this case, Fallout of Backlash, Fallout. So, yeah, and listen to tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're going to have a great show. I don't know if it's going to be T-Rock or Hollywood. Hollywood, I think you need to pick up your game there, man. But even so, you were all right tonight. You were all right tonight. But
I'll be available. So if necessary, I'll be available. But hopefully, T-Rock, he does have responsibility. He signed contractual obligations with certain places. So you know, I mean,
damn.
And of course, I'm speaking with the laptops and the attorneys in the IWC. So
the phenomenal Hollywood Tony P.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, the internet's own minister. All right, so please join us tomorrow for Monday Night Fallout. It's going to be awesome. And then, of course, Tuesday for we're on the road to Drinking Stupid. Drinking soda and, I don't know, doing stupid. I don't know. There's a lot of stupid stuff going on, and you're going to want to listen to that on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Lou and the IWC, all in one place. So you guys, thank you at Bud's Backroom, Minister Sinister, Double L, everybody else. I am Hollywood Tony P, the voice of the IWC. Next week we will be back with the greatest talk show talking about government conspiracies. Sorry if you tuned in for that tonight. But something else came up, okay? So go to World Generation Podcast. Just search it on Facebook and Bud's Backroom on Google. So we'll see you guys next time, tomorrow night, actually, on Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. See you guys next time.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.